Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
My name's Andy, and this is the most magical podcast on earth. When I'm not on holiday at Walt Disney World, I'm planning a holiday to Disney. And when I'm not planning a holiday to Disney, I'm talking about Disney with other UK fans like me who make the trip to Orlando and the House of the Mouse. So if you too are mad about Mickey, then this is the podcast for you. Or maybe you're the Disney novice, the fan who's thinking about or currently planning your first trip to Walt Disney World, but your preparations are more of a nightmare before Christmas, then this is definitely the podcast for you. Usually on the podcast, we catch up with other Disney fans from around the UK to share their memories and magical times, get your latest Walt Disney World news, catch up with all the questions, any planning information you might need. But this week, we have a top 5 festive special. This is the most magical podcast on earth as part of the Secret Recordings Network. And this week we've got a festive special because Friday the 8th of November is the first official day of the holidays at Walt Disney World. Yes, Christmas has come to Orlando. You'll start to notice there's Christmas food everywhere. The Halloween decorations have come down. The Christmas trees are going up and the pumpkins have been replaced with poinsettias. Christmas is everywhere. If you love Disney and if you love Christmas, then there is no better place to be between now and New Year than the most magical festive place on earth, Walt Disney World. And this year, for the first time, every one of the parks is getting festive, including Animal Kingdom for the first time this year. They got a load of new Christmas things happening, including life-size animal puppets. Then at night, they light up and there's lanterns and birds in the sky. They also celebrate Diwali in the Asia part. Even Pandora is getting festive. There's a festive twist to Tusker House, my favourite restaurant. And of course, at the centre of it all in Animal Kingdom, the Tree of Life awakes each night with new wintry tales. So that's what's going on at Animal Kingdom and all around Walt Disney World. There is something to get you festive. So on this podcast, I'm going to do the top 5 things that you can do to celebrate Christmas, or as they call it, the holidays at Walt Disney World, starting at number 5. Number 5 thing to do at Walt Disney World between now and the end of the holidays is go over to Disney Springs. Now, at Christmas, again, they've got a massive Christmas tree like all the parks and resorts, but they've also got a lot of other little Christmas trees. The Christmas Tree Trail is a free thing that you can find down at Disney Springs. It's like a little walkthrough, and every Christmas tree has been decorated in its own little Disney festive way. So it could be the It's a Small World Christmas tree, or there might be a Mary Poppins Christmas tree. You can go and have a look at all the Christmas trees they've got in Disney Springs, and also obviously amazing food. There'll be some special Christmas entertainment in the restaurants. And also, if you're doing a little bit of Christmas shopping while you're on holiday in Orlando, you want to keep the kids busy and just stop them moaning, Stitch's Holiday Gift Hunt is something that they can do whilst you drag them around the shops at Disney Springs. So there you go. My number 5 things to do when it comes to Christmas at Walt Disney World is pop over to Disney Springs. And number 4 is visit the resorts. Now, you might think that Disney is just happening in all the parks. Christmas is just being all the parks. No, it is everywhere. They really go for it in Walt Disney World. As you can imagine, all of the hotels over at Disney World will get dressed up for Christmas. So, for example, Pop Century Resort, if you're staying there, they've got a tree that's specifically decorated for them. I know last year it had like Rubik's Cubes in it and old 8-track tapes. So it's very themed to the resort over at Pop Century. The bigger resorts, a lot of them will have very special gingerbread houses. You've probably heard about the Grand Floridian's gingerbread house. Now, this last year was huge, 1,000 square foot gingerbread house. But I mean, the lobby of itself is like a six-story lobby at the Grand Floridian. It's just beautiful. It's the perfect backdrop for all the Christmas decorations and some Christmas entertainment as well. Obviously, they've got the band that play in the lobby, that massive gingerbread house that you can actually go into. It is so big. And then maybe some Christmas carols from the string quartet or the grand piano and the lobby down there. But some of the other deluxe resorts get involved as well. The Contemporary Resort, they've got a huge mural on the wall in the Grand Canyon Concourse. The Boardwalk Inn, they usually have a full-size bake shop, like a little sweet shop, made out of gingerbread, so you can get your little seaside photo ops down there. The Yacht Club Resort usually has a little miniature village and a miniature train set going through. The Beach Club Resort next door to it, they've got a gingerbread carousel every year. So make sure not only you're visiting the parks, just have a look at the resorts. I mean, the size of the Christmas trees in the resorts is incredible. Could you imagine what it's going to be like at the parks? So resort hopping is number four on my top five festive things to do at Walt Disney World. Number three is visit Epcot for Festival of the Holidays. There's festivals pretty much all year round now at Epcot, and from November the 29th up to December the 30th, that's when they have their big Christmas festival, which is a little bit similar to the other ones. There's a lot of little food stalls that you can go to, but also every country around World Showcase, you can discover how they celebrate the festive season, the joyous holiday traditions of the 11 World Showcase nations. Now, I've never actually been on Christmas Day, but I'm wondering whether the pub in the UK pavilion shows the Queen's speech. Maybe somebody will come out like a stressed mum in a pinny with a burnt turkey. Who knows how far they go? But Epcot Festival of the Holidays happens from the 29th of November. But as part of this, now this is the big thing that people want to go to Epcot for over Christmas. It's the Candlelight Processional. Now, this started over at Disneyland, and they still do it over at Disneyland. They never actually say when they're doing it, though, and they never actually say who's going to be there. But it's the story of Christmas. It's the Christmas story, and they have a celebrity narrator every year. This year, they've got Neil Patrick Harris on the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, and 5th of December, Whoopi Goldberg on the 6th and 7th. So there's a different celebrity narrator every night telling the nativity story, but they're accompanied by a 50-piece orchestra and a huge choir. Now, you can do a dining package for this, and I think that is probably advised. Even though it's two credits on the dining plan, seating for the Candlelight Processional, people will camp out for hours to get to this. So it's probably well worth doing. Number three on my list of the top five things to do at Christmas is visiting Epcot for the Festival of the Holidays. If you've been at Christmas, by the way, do let me know. Don't forget, you can give us a shout over on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. We are at PodMagical. Number two on my top five things to do at Walt Disney World at Christmas that has officially now started is visit Hollywood Studios. Now, Hollywood Studios, I think, is the most festive decorated park of them all. Yes, I think it's even more festive than Magic Kingdom. Although it's only getting at number two because Magic Kingdom's Magic Kingdom. They have something called the Hollywood Studios Flurry of Fun from the 8th of November through to the 5th of January. Now, the Sunset Seasons greeting started a couple of years ago. This is where the Tower of Terror, yes, the actual Tower of Terror, gets transformed into an all manner of things at night. There's these huge projections that are beamed onto the Tower of Terror. So you'll get a Toy Story projection show. These are all about 4 or 5 minutes long. Mickey and Minnie get projected on there. There's a little Muppets one as well. And while you're standing there drinking your hot chocolate, they've got some amazing alcoholic hot chocolate that you can get over at Hollywood Studios. It even snows on you as well. Full on festive. That's just one of the things they've got over at Hollywood Studios. Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is the other one. This is the nighttime firework display. So where we have normally the fireworks for Star Wars, that gets replaced from the 8th of November. So if you want the Star Wars fireworks at Hollywood Studios, you're not going to get that until the 6th of January when Christmas finishes. But Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, I think is better. I think there are more fireworks and pyrotechnics in Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam. And it's, again, a lot of different scenes projected onto the Chinese theatre. Things from classic Disney Christmas films like Mickey's Christmas Carol and Nightmare Before Christmas and Beauty and the Beast being all festive as well. And then they've got more contemporary Christmas songs that shows with these huge explosions that go over the top. And then, of course, the decorations in Hollywood Studios. Studios. Toy Story Land gets a little bit of a Christmas do-over. I noticed last year that Buzz had a little Santa hat on. Ham pops out. They can get a photograph with Ham. Whether Star Wars is going to get involved in Christmas, I don't know. Have a look at YouTube for a 1980s Star Wars Christmas special. If you've never seen that, then maybe it's an indication of why Star Wars Christmas isn't coming to Galaxy's Edge at Hollywood Studios. But there's some great decorations all around the park over at Hollywood Studios. I think it's because they used to have the Osborne Festival of Lights that finished a few years ago, and this was like crazy lighting at Christmas. But when renovations all started for Star Wars, that sadly came to an end. But they have brought in other things like Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam, and Sunset Season Greetings and stuff like that. And of course, if you go into Mickey's Hollywood and Dine, or Minnie's Hollywood and Dine, sorry, they changed their costumes all year around. So what was Halloween last week, where you might have seen pictures of Donald Duck dressed as a crazy scientist, forget those costumes. There's brand new festive costumes. They're dressed up in their festive best. So Mickey, Minnie, Daisy, Donald and Goofy, all in their Christmas best, while you can go and get your festive buffet. So number two on my list is go to Hollywood Studios for Flurry of Fun. So number one on my top five list of getting festive at Walt Disney World this year is Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. Yes, so I'm not putting Magic Kingdom at number one. I'm putting the Christmas party at number one. There are a few things that happen at the Christmas party that do happen throughout the year in Magic Kingdom. So, for example, the Jingle Cruise. So the Jungle Cruise gets a bit of a makeover and it gets some cheesy Christmas gangs and it becomes the Jingle Cruise. And also as well, the castle, which looks incredible at Christmas. There are literally thousands of little lights all over Cinderella Castle. They do a big switch on of that, usually around 6 o'clock, when Elsa from Frozen comes out and turns it into like an ice castle. That happens before the Christmas parties. That happens every night. And you can see how beautiful the castle looks anyway. The castle looks just its best at this time of year. But Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party from the 8th of November. So if you're listening to this show on day one of podcast, then tonight is the first Christmas party. Yeah, Halloween is done. Give it a week. Christmas is in. And these run through till the 22nd of December. They're not on every night. The week of Thanksgiving, which is usually the last week of November, there aren't any Christmas parties because the parks are just so busy. And then from the 22nd of December, a lot of things that they do for the Christmas party actually happen in the park anyway. So, for example, the Christmas parade, the Once Upon a Christmas Time parade, becomes the actual Magic Kingdom parade. So from the 22nd of December for that week through Christmas to the New Year, that is the Christmas parade. But if you want to see it, you need to pay extra to go to Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. But it is just worth it. I did it for the first time a couple of years ago. So as part of your ticket price, you get various characters that you can't meet throughout the year. So if you want to meet the Seven Dwarves, they're out. And then some of the other characters that get a little bit of a Christmas makeover. Winnie the Pooh and Friends, he's got his little scarf on. And Donald and Daisy, they get the little Christmas costumes on. So there's a lot of exclusive character meets. As you go around the park, there's complimentary hot chocolate and cookies. I say complimentary, you pay for them as part of your ticket. And of course, the very special firework display. So Happily Ever After will not be happening when there's a Christmas party on. If you want to see the fireworks, this year is Minnie's Wonderful Christmas Time Fireworks. Minnie Mouse invites you to take in a sparkling Yuletide firework display. If the new Halloween fireworks are anything to go by, again, this is incredible. Not just fireworks over the castle, fireworks all around Magic Kingdom. So if you're not going to the park that night for the Christmas party, then try and get a reservation over at California Grill, or you can watch them at 10 o'clock at night over from the Polynesian Beach, because this is a massive firework display. If you're in the park, you'll get to see them all around the park and the huge projections onto the castle as well. And then there's favourite Christmas songs, Deck the Halls, We Wish You a Merry Christmas. And of course, as you're watching that, it's 80 degrees and it's snowing in Florida. Snow on Main Street while they play Christmas music and Mickey comes past and, of course, Santa in the Christmas parade. Could you want anything more festive? I've always been a person who thinks like, you can't beat Christmas at home in the UK. And I think actually on Christmas Day, because Christmas Day, Magic Kingdom gets full to capacity and they often shut the doors. It's like the busiest day of the year. But I think if you're going before Christmas, like particularly the week after Thanksgiving, so like the end of November, that first week in December, when all the school's back, all the holidays are finished, all the Americans go back to work, that week is particularly quiet. So if you want to do a bit of a last minute trip over to America, you want to get in the mood for Christmas, that week, the first week of December, could be pretty quiet. Go and celebrate everything that's festive over at Walt Disney World. That's my top five list of things to do for Christmas, for the holidays, over at Disney. Have you been? Is there anything I've missed out? Maybe there's some extra things being added this year. If so, make sure you're following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Make sure you give us a like. Make sure you give us a follow. We are at Pod Magical. And hit that subscribe button as well if you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify, because we have regular podcasts every Friday. And who knows what in between. Don't miss those extra special episodes. And until next time, have a very magical, festive day. And please, stand clear of the doors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.